Mark Unger of Ashland, Massachusetts, recently shared some lessons he learned as a teenager.
Well, I basically learned through my spiritual education, having grown up in the Christian Science Sunday School, that this whole question about, you know, sexual activity, whether to share a physical relationship with somebody outside the context of marriage, I mean, I had a sense that it was definitely not a good thing to do, not a right thing to do. And yet, at the same time, growing up in the 60s and 70s, you know, society, the world around me, was saying, you know, free love is an acceptable thing. It's okay. It's a natural thing. So I'm having to make this distinction, this decision on my own part. What is right? What is wrong? What is good? What is bad? You know, what is satisfying and what is not satisfying? I had a couple experiences that really helped me to learn what is good and what is not good and what I do want to do and what I don't want to do. First one was with a girl I met in high school. And we just had a really wonderful relationship, a good friendly relationship through the years. And at times we dated. Sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. But we were always remained really good friends. And in my late teens, after we were both out of high school, she was living a few hundred miles away. And we were talking and decided that we'd like to see each other again. So I went ahead and went over to see her. And unfortunately, we ended up getting involved in a sexual, physical relationship. And I say unfortunately because it seemed to really bring the relationship down to an all-time low. It was suddenly awkward. It was, I felt funny about what we were involved in. We looked at each other differently. There was more emotion involved in things. It just wasn't that spiritual, free kind of sharing that we'd always done in the past. And what really brought it out to me was when I was preparing to leave, she became extremely emotional and was very sad that I was leaving, broke down crying. And while on the one hand, it might seem fairly natural that you know, you'd be sad because you're parting, this was really kind of an extreme emotional state. And we had parted before. There was never this problem. And I think it's because before we had always shared on a more spiritual basis. And we had just, it was more pure. And in our sharing, I think we both felt like we were better off for having been together and that there was something substantial that we were taking with us. And that, sure, it's sad that we're parting, but somehow there was a satisfaction in knowing that we were better people, that we had gained something by being together. So there just wasn't the same kind of emotional strain. And naturally, I tried to comfort her, but I had a tough time because I was emotionally kind of distraught. I was really dealing with feelings I didn't know how to deal with emotionally. So I just did the best I could, and I had to leave. Well, naturally, I had some soul searching to do. So on the way home and after I got home, I really reached out to God in prayer to find out, you know, what I needed to learn through this. Because I felt that there was there's clearly some suffering going on, and it had brought our relationship down. So I thought the least I could do was learn from the experience, because I really felt hurt, because not only had I brought myself down, but I felt I was bringing someone else down. And I always had the desire then and now to follow in the footsteps of Christ Jesus, which was naturally, I mean, he didn't go down a road of sensualism and materialism, and so consequently, to go down that road wasn't to follow in his footsteps. To follow in his footsteps was to uplift my own life and the lives of others, to heal. So, one of the things as I reached out in prayer, I mean, I was realizing that because this was hurting, I was learning. I feel like already that sensualism was a selfish thing. I was learning that it's suggestions to indulge, saying that it would be satisfying and helpful and fulfilling, just simply weren't true. In fact, it seemed to be tearing down a good relationship that we had. So I concluded that it was definitely something, a road I didn't want to go down. It was something I didn't want to be involved in. This kind of physical sharing, as I said, outside of a marriage outside of this moral context where it belongs. And I really prayed to be able to lift this relationship back up. I mean, I was very repentant, and I knew that God was still with me, you know, much like the prodigal son who turned back to God, and God was right there for him. And I knew that that God was not condemning me, but that all I had to do was see the wrong that I had done and turn from it. And in fact, I realized that it was God's law that was impelling me to go up higher. And so my prayer really was to lift my life higher, to lift this whole relationship back up. So as I realized that this material kind of sharing wasn't satisfying, I was really praying, and I knew that I could find my answer to see the spiritual reality, that what was spiritually true that in a relationship that was satisfying. And so that was my prayer. And that prayer was answered in a couple different ways. The first was, I was talking with this girlfriend on the phone later on, and she was describing to me that she was having this excruciating pain from these menstrual cycles. And I just really felt a lot of love and compassion for her and wanted to help her. And I didn't know anything about menstrual cycles, but I did know that God doesn't send pain, but that he heals it, because I had experienced physical healing in my own life through prayer. So even though I had never prayed for anybody else and helped them to find healing, I just felt that was what was necessary, and that could be done, to follow in the steps of Christ Jesus told us that we could. So I told her, I said, you know, you can be healed of this, and you don't have to live with this all the time. And I had given her the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which was written by Mrs. Eddy. I'd given it to her years before, and I asked her at this time, I said, you know, something came to me as I was praying for her to read that would help her while I was praying for her about this. So she agreed to do that. Well, I ended up talking to her over a month later, and she told me that she had had a menstrual cycle again, and she, for the first time in her life, had not experienced any pain whatsoever. And I talked to her a few months later down the road, and she, same thing. She said she just hadn't experienced any more pain. So she was healed, and this was the first answer to my prayer our relationship was being lifted on a more spiritual level. As time went on, she was working in another town, and I was doing some traveling, and we still stayed great friends, but we were sort of parted ways for a while. And I was learning about lifting relationships higher already, as I explained, but I still, there were struggles, still there were pulls, materialistic, and I was still looking for, you know, how to have a satisfying relationship that's built on a spiritual foundation versus, you know, the material that I was finding was a letdown. It wasn't good as it promised, and it was a struggle. So I was continuing to pray about this, and probably about a year later or so, as I was traveling, I had met this woman, and we just were instant friends. We just had a wonderful relationship. We were able to share freely and openly, and we just really helped each other out. And as with any relationship, any close boy-girlfriend relationship, there comes a point when you have to deal with the question, you know, is it going to be sexual or not? And I have to say, as I was praying about it, I was doing a lot of observing, and I had a lot of friends around me that basically weren't dealing with this issue. I mean, in the sense that where there was an urge, where there was a, you know, sensual pull, they went with it. And I have to say, I mean, I didn't see people around me any happier because of it. So anyway, in our particular relationship, when this came up, after a certain point, I just started to share with her what I felt about it and some of the things I had learned and how I felt it wasn't something that we needed to have a fulfilling, satisfying relationship. Well, it ended up, she totally agreed with me. And consequently, we had, I mean, by far the most wonderful relationship I had ever had to that point. This was a direct answer to my prayer that there could be a spiritually based relationship that could be 1,000 times more satisfying than the material ever could be. And I saw that really clearly at the time. our relationship was so honest. It was pure. It was open. We could talk about anything, share anything. We trusted each other. There was just a safeness, and we felt such a deep, deep love and affection for each other. There wasn't the awkwardness. There wasn't the human and material emotions that goes along with all the other. I even think back now on that relationship, and I don't, by no means do I long for the relationship, but it's such a fond memory. It was so pure. It was so good. There was so much God in it that even now I look back and just cherish it as a very spiritual experience. There's something Mrs. Eddy says in her book, Science and Health, that I think really sums up what I see having happened in my life here. She makes a statement. She says, "Truth will at length compel us all to exchange the pleasures and pains of sense for the joys of soul." And I realized that's what had been happening in my life, and of course continues to happen. And I realized that is happening for everybody. Truth is another name for God. So God is compelling us all to exchange these pleasures and pains of sense for joys of soul.
That was Mark Unger of Ashland, Massachusetts.